Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy blasts anti-police agitators, "These aren't the folks who built America." By Hannah Blow on July 22, 2020. Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy, R., spoke to Breitbart News tonight about Google's initial refusal to run an ad recruiting Alaska state troopers and also slammed local leaders who have allowed their cities to run amok with violence. The Republican governor revealed last week that Google would not run a video aimed to recruit troopers to Alaska. The ad touched on the reality of the unrest across the country but cast Alaska as different. Community-oriented policing. It's not an initiative. It's how the Alaska State Troopers do our job every single day. The ad stated, followed by a remark from the governor, who expressed his support for law enforcement. However, Google initially refused to run it, claiming that it was too political. "We're trying to recruit troopers up here. We support our police. We support law enforcement in Alaska, and maybe that's an issue for some of these folks," Dunleavy told Breitbart News Washington political editor Matthew Boyle. Breitbart Middle. Breitbart News Tonight, Governor Mike Dunleavy, July 21, 2020. "And next thing we know, Google and YouTube are saying it's too political to air," he said. "There's nothing that the average person would say is political. I wondered after that if maybe we had an ad recruiting for agitators and anarchists, that maybe that ad would have been allowed to run," he mused. Google spokeswoman Charlotte Smith said in response Friday that the rejection stemmed from confusion about the company's definition of what constitutes a political advertisement, the Anchorage Daily News reported. Boyle noted that Alaska has been spared from the violent unrest, driven by anti-police agitators, as seen in cities like Chicago, Atlanta, and Minneapolis in recent days. Dunleavy attributed that, largely, to the people of Alaska, but noted that the peaceful protests across the nation have been hijacked by these agitators, anarchists, and chaos makers. "I mean, they clearly, their goal is clearly to disrupt, to burn things down, to destroy things. These aren't the folks who built America. These are not the folks that built America. So it's a head-scratcher to me and, in some cases, appalling why elected officials believe it's okay to allow these things to happen in their cities," he said. "I wonder what the poor residents think of what's going on," he continued. "I can't believe they're saying, hey, this is a great idea. You know, if there's a burglary, or God forbid something worse, you call 911, and on the other end of the line, they say, hey, we have a counselor coming your way. Tell the perpetrator to hang on. It doesn't make any sense," he added. "We've been lucky up here in Alaska. We've got some really good folks. Anchorage, Alaska, for example, is probably the most diverse city in the nation." The governor emphasized that the vast majority of Alaskans support our police and support law and order, and blasted leaders on the mainland, who have refused to prioritize law and order. "It's befuddling," he said, noting the burning buildings and instances of police having to run out of their own precinct headquarters. "I don't get it," he added. Breitbart News Tonight broadcasts live on Sirius XM Patriot Channel 125 weeknights from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern or 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific.